Glad to be back, having gone through COVID myself for quite some time. My gosh, it was, what, 10, 13? No, it's almost day 14. Day 14 will actually be Wednesday for me, is when I got tested on the 11th of November and came back positive. Most of my symptoms were pretty mild to moderate. I never really had any oxygen issues. My oximetry stayed up in the upper 90s for the most part, 97, 98. Thank God for that. But some of the symptoms were, you know, pretty rough. I had headache and fever and tight chest, still a little bit of cough left. Fatigue is the big one for me anyway. But I'll tell you what, it's something you don't want. So, you know, this week, if you're going to be doing traveling or hanging out with family and friends for Thanksgiving, you know, with the surge and the spikes going on right now, I can't emphasize enough. I'm pro mask. I think you got to do it. And if you don't like wearing a mask, then, you know, do it for the other people in the room. You know, those people, you're taking away their right to be safe by sticking around close to folks and not wearing a mask. So consideration and, you know, is something you just got to go with if you're going to be around folks during the holidays. But be safe, because you don't want it. You honestly don't want to have to mess with coronavirus. Joining us now to talk a little bit more about what's going on with the vaccines, Dr. Jason West is here, medical expert and founder of the West Clinic. Doc, good morning. Welcome in.
Good morning. And if everybody in your area of the woods is like the people in my area of the woods, we're sure tired of this pandemic. I mean, there's pandemic fatigue, there's vaccine excitement, there's holiday concerns. What happened to our society? It's head scratching.
Well, it is, and it's like the world's on fire right now with the election thing going on, and then you've got this coronavirus thing going on, and now we see the surge, and these vaccines cannot get here quick enough. I heard about a couple of them, and then I just recently heard now we've got a third possible vaccine that could be rolled out. I guess they're pushing for an emergency vaccine approval right now. So where are we on the vaccines, and which one's showing the most promise right now?
Well, to my understanding, there's, you know, Moderna, there's Pfizer, and then this new one that's just coming out that they're saying is 70 to 90% effective, and it looks like they're going to try and put those together and then vaccinate the high risk people. I mean, high risk is the comorbidities, you know, the blood pressure, the diabetes, and stuff like that, and there's a lot of excitement over there with the CDC and the FDA over this.
Well, I certainly hope that when they get these vaccines out, that they're going to have a pretty good, you know, success rate. I know that they're trying to get these things out as fast as possible. What are you hearing as far as who gets them first? Frontline workers, people with compromised immune systems, elderly? Is that how it's going to run? And will it, most of it here in the U.S., stay in the U.S.? I keep hearing things that we're going to be shipping half of this around the world.
Well, I only know what my compounding pharmacist is telling me, and he was in the office the other day dropping off some of our compounded nutrients and stuff, and he was saying that they're getting a set amount of vaccines that the government is shipping to them, and then he thought it was kind of first come, first serve. Who wants the vaccines? And he had a couple, you know, 1,000 doses allotted to him. I think the other pharmacists were also allotted the doses, and so we hope that it goes to the people that need it the most first. And then, you know, the dialogue that he and I were talking about is there are sure a lot of people that have been exposed to the virus that seem to be asymptomatic or not having the infection. And then there's people that it's just devastating to. And we wish that we could have go back in time and figure out how we could protect the people that were higher risk and maybe not have quite the economic impact on the people that weren't at risk.
Right. Let's talk about folks that are on the fence on whether or not they should take something like this. I'll tell you what, having had coronavirus, I would take it in a heartbeat when it comes out. I know people think, well, the first run. In fact, I've even talked to health professionals that say probably going to wait on it. What are your thoughts as far as taking the first batch that's offered to you if you can get it? To me, it seems that if it's gotten to that point where it's being offered to the general public, it's gone through the due diligence and the safety precautions that it's not going to create major problems for people.
Well, it's an interesting question because, you know, a lot of vaccines or most vaccines take years to get to the market and are tested on thousands and thousands of people. I know that the Moderna vaccine, I think, was tested on 90 people. And so I haven't had the experience that you've had of having the coronavirus. I've certainly taken care of people that have had the coronavirus months ago, and some of them were saying, hey, you know, I felt like a little sniffles. Other people are like, oh my gosh, it's been months. I've had brain fog. I don't feel good. It's just devastated my life. And I'm kind of one of those people that, man, I'm not anti-vax or anti-medicine. I'm just a little cautious on, well, maybe it is, it, the risk needs to be going for those people that are having those the comorbidities, or people like yourself that say, look, in a heartbeat, I'll sign up for it. And so for me, I think it's all about, hey, I just want you to be educated and choice, and let's get our country back together as fast as possible. It sure hasn't been a fun 2020.
Yeah, it sure hasn't. Well, Dr. West, I appreciate you being with us this morning. Thank you so much. And we're going to keep an eye on these vaccines because they are coming quick. And now we've got another company, three potential vaccines right now, right around the corner for us. Can't get here quick enough, right?